I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We all know about a year ago, we were getting super hyped that we were close for Jack Caglione's call up, right? We were in St. Louis.
Probably right
next
around
month,
this next, time.
It was in June, right? He got called up in June, wasn't it?
Because I just got some of the photos that popped up in the memories thing from when we were there for Bobby Wood Jr. 4 years ago or whatever.
And a few weeks ago, it was the year anniversary of our trip to Springfield, the infamous trip to Springfield to watch Cags play.
I used to do a garage sale thing where you could have an experience with Drew at a Springfield restaurant.
Mm-hmm. That's not happening.
I didn't say which Springfield restaurant.
Any restaurant.
I said, Springfield restaurant.
Anyway, so we all know the hype that existed at that time. And I still think there is a very high ceiling for Jack Caglione. The question is, has it changed at all for you? Because this time last year, we were talking about a guy that was going to be hitting 40-something home runs on a regular basis and had a chance to be a superstar.
Yes.
And a future home run derby participant and all that. And by the way, look, some of that can still happen.
They might still put him in the derby just because he hits the ball so damn hard.
But where are we? I mean, because here we are. This is his first full year in the big leagues. And so much of the conversation around him this year has been more like, hey, give the guy an opportunity to show that he can hit lefties. Mm-hmm. Show that he can. Make him prove to you he can't. But give him an opportunity. That's been a lot of the narrative around him this year. I think we also have talked defensively. I think he's a much better right fielder today than he was last year by far. I think he's way better in the field. So that's a credit to him and yes, the coaches and for getting him right in the outfield. But what's the ceiling? Because I know when he was getting called up, there were comparisons made. We had a couple guests on that said, yeah, he reminds them of Pete Alonso, which is very high praise. There was also the comp which someone said, hey, look, worst case scenario, he turns into Adam Dunn. Bunch of strikeouts, bunch of home runs. Well, none of those comps right now have come anywhere close. Either way, right?
Yeah.
So do you think fans have lowered the expectation? I'm talking about toward 2026. I'm not talking about this year. Clearly, this year he's not trending to get 40 home runs. I'm talking about fast forward 27, 28, 29. Are you viewing what he's going to be differently?
So I guess from my perspective, I don't want to, if I've lowered the ceiling on him, it's like 5%. And I know that like, it feels like it should be more because he's only hitting .253 with a .319 on base, which are numbers I'd actually accept just as long as the home run totals were up. His 162 game home run pace for the games he's played so far, which is 62 last year and 45 this year, is only 18. This year's home run pace currently at 16. He eventually hit some home runs late last year, which helped kind of boost that number up at least just a little bit. Actually, the 16's a little bit lower. So, like, you know, I'm not trying to claim it's been world beater. The biggest surprise to me to this point has been he has not been a run producer in really any capacity. I thought the expectation where I've been burned on is I thought he'll hit fifth and he'll put guys home. Bobby will get on base. Vinny will get on base. Michael Garcia will get on base, and he'll drive him in. He'll be a part of that triumvirate of Salvi, Vinny, and then him putting guys home who get on at the top of the order. And to this point, that has probably been his single biggest weakness. Hitting with runners in scoring position. He has 10 RBI on the season, even though the rest of the ancillary numbers are actually not terrible. But I still think the idea of, can he be a 40 home run hitter? That power didn't just like go away.
The power hasn't diminished. The only question is, you know, we talked earlier in the year about, you know, what his swing looks like, and is he just now being more of a slap hitter or whatever? The only thing I actually think on a positive end that has really happened here recently, he is hitting the ball to the opposite field a bit more. That in general could and should be a good sign. My expectation, I don't know if it's changed all that much other than like from the home run potential.
You're saying he might not be superstar, but yeah, I
thought there was a chance that, you know, we were talking about this guy being a superstar and frankly being what Nick Kurtz did last year, you know, that would be the, that would be the part, though, that maybe has changed. In terms of, do I think at some point in his career he's hitting 40 home runs still? Of course. Yeah, I still do.
I don't remember who it was. It might not have been you, even. Okay. I genuinely don't remember who it was. But it was somebody on this show. Maybe he's a guest. Maybe it was you. I just know it wasn't me.
Okay.
For whatever it's worth. All right. But I remember having this conversation about Bobby Wood Jr. I remember sitting on the air, maybe a national pundit said, and we just discussed it back and forth. I very specifically remember halfway through his second year in the big leagues having this exact conversation about Bobby Jr. Like, well, he's not going to be Julio Rodriguez. You know, he's not going to be a superstar. Let's all just chill a little bit. Because in his second year in the league, he hit .276 with a .319 on base percentage. That's unfamiliar. It's literally the on base percentage I just mentioned for Jack Caglione. Now, the difference is he hit 30 home runs that year, not halfway through the year. That all came late. My expectations for Jack Caglione, or at least my ceiling of what I think Jack Caglione could be, hasn't changed really at all. Jack Caglione's ceiling to me is still a 40 home run hitter who hits in the middle of an order.
I also want to...
Now, I don't know that... I'm not predicting he'll realize that ceiling, but I don't know that I would have done that a year ago. I just knew it was possible, and it's still in there.
The reason why I can't shift too much yet is, Cody, because I still want to see him for a full season get a chance to play basically every day. You know? And against lefties as well, which hopefully that's going to start happening more and more, especially in a year in which the team is 10 games under 500. At some point, it's like, hey, just why not let him figure it out and get our answer whether or not he is capable of hitting lefties, because that's to change expectations when he has not had the everyday opportunities yet still against lefties or righties. That's hard to completely shift on it. I just think we all know what the conversation was initially. I mean, and maybe they were way out of whack. I don't know. Right.
But sure, he could be a superstar.
Yeah. And that part of it, that part of it, maybe that has changed a little bit. But as far as being a everyday power hitter that is one of the best bats in your lineup, that absolutely has not changed, in my opinion.
I will say, I think Eric Hosmer put it really well. Maybe it was on the morning show earlier this week he was on, and he was talking about lefties. Like, how does he get better? You know, how do you get more comfortable against lefties? Like, the only way is literally just to let me actually hit against them. Like, he has a third of the at-bats against left-handed pitching this year versus right-handed pitching. It's like, I can't get better against them unless you let me actually sit down there and face them. And yeah, the numbers are significantly worse against left-handed pitching. His numbers against righties are .271 batting average, .350 on base, .817 OPS. So like, he's way better against righties this year and way better in his career against righties. So I'm not even saying that's not the case, but the only way I'm even going to get used to hitting lefties is if you actually let me do it. But I'm just telling you, before you just like, if you're a fan, not you, but if generally, if somebody's like, the ceiling's already gone, I hope he's just Adam Dunn now, or whatever the floor would have been at the time we were talking about his career going into it, I'd say relax. Because I know for a fact, fans are trying to say that about Bobby Wood Jr. halfway through his second year in the bigs. Certainly trying to say it after his rookie season, in which he was fine. And he is he's the second best, in my opinion, player in baseball. And so, like, I chill before you're like, I'll just give up on all the ceiling conversation. No. The ceiling is still very real for Jack Caglione. It could be a portion of what your expectations are for him. But yeah, he's got to start growing. And more importantly, it's like, I think summer, starting like really like June 1st, when that warm weather hits or whatever, I don't care. Just feeling better because you've been hitting the ball the other way. I'd like to see the ball going out of the ballpark more consistently. He's on pace for 16 homers this year. Like, that can't be the number. That can't be your on-base percentage and your batting average and your strikeout numbers. All those things can be your numbers if the ball simply just leaves the park twice as much. And I know that sounds like a lot and a big ask. But as hard as he hits the damn ball, it doesn't seem like putting the ball in the air every once in a while, it's just going to accidentally go outside the park. He just puts it on the ground too much. That's genuine. His hard hit rate, his barrel rate, those numbers actually support that Jack Caglione should be a power hitter in the big league, a successful power hitter in the big league. So I'm going to leave all the ceiling talk still very much alive.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.